What's going on, guys? My name is Mac.
And my name is Ian, and today we're reviewing It. Welcome to Derry.
So the show takes place in 1962 in Derry, Maine. It is a prequel to the popular Stephen King novel turned movie It, and it's kind of the prequel story to how the fears of the people in It are used against them and kind of the origin story of Pennywise. And so, Ian, you have a lot of strong feelings about this show, so I'm going to let you start. What exactly did you find wrong about this show?
I guess...
And by the way, we're only two episodes in as we're recording this.
We are only two episodes in. You know, maybe I'm not giving it that much of a fair shot. Spoilers for this show, because it's crazy somehow. Stuff isn't happening, but too much is happening at the same time. But I just, like... I don't know. I'm not a big horror fan as it is. I don't know. I get scared easily. But I, like, the horror in this show is really, like, gory and gross out, which doesn't scare me. It just makes me, it just is gross. Mm-hmm. I don't like the baby bat vampire demon that can fly. I don't like the way that that Pennywise is being portrayed. Also, I've never seen It, the original, or I've never seen the remake. So I just watched these two episodes. I vaguely understand what Pennywise is. He's like this clown. He presents himself as a clown. He's like this monster who uses people's fears against him and against them, and then they die of fear.
Well, kind of. So, so you're on the right track. So, It Welcome to Derry is kind of the prelude to the Stephen King cinematic universe, I guess. So, we'll start off with this one character, Dick Halloran, right? He is one of the lead characters in The Shining, and he has psychic abilities. He communicates with Danny Torrance in The Shining, one of the characters in it. And he is in Derry, Maine to find a weapon that they want to use to prevent what will eventually become the Cuban Missile Crisis. And this is to use people's fears against them. Now, Pennywise can use this as a weapon because if he makes people see things, they can eventually fall into their death in these visions.
Okay.
Now, let's talk about the performances, because I think the acting is really good, especially among the children.
I actually really disagree. Really? I think this main girl, she was way better in episode two.
Lily?
I will say, yeah. Lily? Mm-hmm. I think she was way better in episode two. She was very good in the interrogation scene with the police. She was good. I think she's been playing this, like, traumatized girl well, but I thought she was very annoying in the first episode. I think that the curly-haired kid who died in the first episode, he was, like, kind of I don't know. Like, this show just doesn't click with me. I'm sorry. I feel bad about it, too.
No, it's all good. See, I'm a big Stephen King fan, and so, like, I just love that, like, all these stories are connecting. I actually thought that the actress who played Lily did a great job. She's clearly, like, the star of the show, which I didn't get when they killed off two characters who apparently seemed like the stars in the first episode. So the movie theater scene in which they're all going to see the Music Man, which leads to a clue about Maddie, their classmate, was really scary, in my opinion. I know you thought it was more gross and more, like, gory humor, but I think it really fits well into the story and what they were going for. And I think that the fact that we're only two episodes in and there's just so much gore and, like, gross elements to it, like, I wonder, like, what's yet to come in this.
That is true. I'm not going to be sticking around to find out what's left, what's more to come, because I just, like, it's just not for me. I did... like the actual stuff that was happening in The Music Man. I liked that part. But when is it Pennywise, the bat vampire demon? Is that going to go on to become Pennywise?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's the thing.
That would be my guess. I kind of just put that together right now while we're talking about it. But I like that part until the creature comes out of the thing, and I don't find the creature very scary. I just find it weird looking and not and
right.
just not visually appealing, but not like horrifying. And I don't like this whole, like, I don't think, like, kids are scary. Mm-hmm. Like, that whole, like, trope in horror, like, I just, they don't scare me.
Right. So in the It movie, you have guys like Finn Wolfhard, Jack Dylan Grazer, and some of, like, more well-known kids, and I think that was, like, the big draw to it. So I think maybe one of the things that, like, some people aren't connecting with it as these are kind of newer actors, you know, too, and probably a lot, like, younger than the generation that was going to see It in the theaters mm-hmm. like we were. But I think we can both agree, cinematically, this is beautiful.
Oh, I completely agree, actually. This show is very technically well done. I think I love how like colored the lighting is. It's color graded great. Like I just, and I do think it's beautiful. Specifically stuff that comes to mind anytime in like the offices with the warm lighting is really nice. Like the military offices. I think the blue and the redness of the opening car scene is something I really enjoyed. I think it's a beautiful show. I just like, I think that the story elements aren't clicking. The fact that they killed off these two kids that were on the team and then immediately added two identical kids, like they just like brought them into the show and just completely replaced them. It's like, what was even the point of them dying other than for shock value? It's just like stuff like that. It just, it's been, it's like adding up and it's making me mad.
Yeah. And obviously we're in the 1960s and I love the music that they're incorporating in this. And I think that the scene design is so good. Another piece of lore that you might be interested in. So Leroy Hamlin, who is one of the people working at the military base who was brought in to oversee this project or at least be a part of it, his son is one of the member, grandson, sorry, is one of the members of the original Losers Club in it. So that's just everything kind of aligning. So maybe there's like a lot of it too is just like story that like you have to be familiar with coming into it, which might be a flaw of the show.
It might be a flaw of this show. It might also be a flaw with me watching this show. You know, I jumped in on like whatever Ahsoka and I've never seen Star Wars before. That's really what it feels like is like these ideas. Like I know what a lightsaber is and I know what the Force is, but I don't really know what's going on or like why any of this is happening.
Right. I guess we'll see. I mean, I like what I see. I just don't know, like, do you think this is more psychological or horror at this point? Because you do bring up that maybe people won't find this much scary as it is, like, weird and fantastical.
Right now, I think it's definitely a lot more horror than psychological. I feel like it's psychological for the characters, but it's not psychological for the viewer. It's like where she's, like, getting birthed by her mom who died giving birth to her. It's like... That's not scary psychologically to me, but it's messing up the characters, which I think is what's supposed to happen. I wish it's hard to do like specific psychological things that are supposed to reflect the characters, especially when we're still getting to know them in a way that would affect the audience, especially something so specific tailored to these characters.
Right. And like I said, we're two episodes in, but I think like enough has already come where like the audience will either keep going or stay. Because you get the general feel already two episodes in about just the levels that the show will take it to. So with that, let's give it our ratings thus far.
So far, I'm rating the first two episodes a 4 out of 10. It's just not for me, as I'm sure you figured out in this review. And again, I'm sorry to the Stephen King community that I just don't really like this show. I do like that they have the balls to kill off kids. You know, you don't see that very often. But maybe it was a little too ballsy, you know what I'm saying? Like just like storytelling wise, I was just coming into these characters and I was appreciating them, and the fact that you're killing them off in this first episode, it's like, okay, like screw you, show. Like I don't care that much.
I do like the layers to the story. I like that there's historical significance with the military and their operation. I do like that it connects back to like the kids of Derry, like in the movies and in the books. I will give it thus far, I'll be a little more fair, I'll give it a 6 out of 10. I think definitely there's like some questions that maybe will get answered down the line. But Stephen King definitely, like, his material has sometimes a lot more questions than answers. But that's always going to happen with like something fantastical, I think. And with that, we'll see you guys next time on Review Crew. Thank you guys for watching.